The unhappiest competition.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Another fine product from Uranus.
Oh, ha ha, I just got that. A poop joke?
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Neither am I. Can we just like?
Can you hear me over
what happened?
By the room?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
if we're just not ready? How did now what? This has never happened.
Can you play the song again?
Let me. It's never happened that we have not been prepared. Oh wait. Oh wait. Yes, it has. Every day. Good afternoon. Welcome. Welcome everybody. Here's the great thing about this show. We let everybody in. We don't care how old you are. We don't care.
What color, creed.
Color.
What how is you
creed?
Comb your hair.
We don't care what creed you are. We don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
That's why we don't care. If
or
we knew, creed. We might care.
Or religion.
We don't care about religion.
No.
So welcome, young and old. Here's what we don't want here. People who, well, you know what we ought to have? We ought to have a test, a simple test. If you think these things are funny, you can be in our audience. If you don't think these things are funny, find another station. And it could be simple like that. Do you think Homer Simpson is funny? And if you don't answer, you know, like 80%
woo-hoo!
Yes.
I sure do.
then you're out of here.
Yep.
You don't belong. You're not one of us. So good afternoon and welcome. I really don't know where to start today, though, because I get so much. Does anybody have anything for the Burke segment? We could start there. Oh, Dr. Doug will join us today at about 4:15.
Yeah.
Like he does every Wednesday. Burke segment, do we have anything?
Both of us do, I think.
Yeah. Well, try to make it last about 2 hours and 45 minutes, if you could, because it's a slow news day.
Peon probably has a lot more than me. I just wanted to throw out a reminder.
A lot more than I.
A lot more than I.
Yeah. That's actually correct.
Really?
Yeah. A lot
more than I do?
Yes. You wouldn't say a lot more than me do. Okay. So if you just cut it off, you'd say a lot more than I. Yeah.
Oh,
I'll help you. Can you stick with me?
Oh, thanks.
Let's start with the one and only, and there really is one and only, Dan Strauss.
Oh,
what do you have, Dan? You're welcome.
I just wanted to throw out a reminder. Tomorrow morning, set your TiVos, DVRs, whatever the heck they are.
Or if you're real old, VCR.
Yeah.
Remember that nightmare programming that?
Oh, my God.
I can never figure those out.
No,
you could go through the days of the week and set a time. And
it would blink.
Almost
Sunday,
impossible.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, blink, blink, Wednesday, Thursday, right? And you just about there, and you did something wrong.
Yep.
It was almost impossible to set correctly.
And you finally get it set, and you forgot to put a tape in.
It was a disaster.
Yes.
If you think about now, you go to the guide, find the show, hit record, done.
Yep, that's it.
So I'm sorry. I go ahead. You
that's
set
okay.
your DVR for what?
For Fox 2 tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Oh, you're on. You're on there.
I don't think we're supposed to promote Fox 2 at this station, Dan. Well, are you sure you want to do that?
I think Peon's right. I think we have a rule against using this as a vehicle to promote Fox 2.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll make an exception.
The Southside Johnny band will be on tomorrow.
You know what I'm doing right now? I am taking my phone, going to my record that I use, and watch this.
Tomorrow morning at 9?
Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Channel 2, Dan Strauss. Now watch this. I'll play it back and show you that I actually did.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Channel 2, Dan Strauss.
See, I actually did it.
Whoa.
Wow. Man. That means I'm serious about watching you tomorrow.
That is awesome.
That's technology.
Remember the days where you had to use a little micro cassette recorder to do that?
When you had to use paper and write it down?
What?
But tomorrow morning we'll be on the Southside Johnny Band.
Will you be in the studio or outside? Or?
We'll be in the studio, actually, and we're going to play a couple of songs. So.
Get out of here.
Yeah. The whole band is playing. We're playing songs. We have to get there at like 8:15, set up.
Will there be an interview?
Yes. There'll be an interview. Actually,
hopefully they'll interview you.
Who's the spokesperson, do you know?
Well, Johnny Holzum's coming in from the Well Hungarians.
He's not even in your band.
I know, but it's the USO benefit that's coming up this Sunday at Mile 277. And all the money goes to the USO for this.
So he'll talk about it.
Yeah, and Johnny's the one that actually started this. It's called the Country Family Reunion. He started it like 5 years ago just to get bands together and just have fun, and their friends, family, and fans of the bands and stuff get together and have barbecue and all this. And then 4 years ago, he started the USO benefit. And each year.
Now, who will, I don't know that show. Who's the host of that show?
Kim Hudson.
Well, it's the new Tim Uzell. She's got the Tim Uzell spot.
Yeah, it used
to be
Tim
Uzell.
She's
the new clown, their buffoon, the one they make do.
Yeah, but she's not really a...
I don't know if that's the job title, but...
Yeah, she's not really a clown or buffoon or anything like that, like Tim Uzell was.
Nobody knows the names of the rest of the Johnstown Strutter Ball Band, but they know your name, so you'll probably be the spokesman, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
The Southside Johnny Band, yeah.
You know that if you make a mistake, we're going to play it on this show 100 times.
Oh, heck yeah.
So don't be nervous.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, don't be nervous.
So
don't
the Johnny of Southside Johnny is going to let you handle the talking?
No, Johnny's not with us.
No, there is a Johnny. Oh, there is a Southside Johnny, right?
Well, now, hang on here.
John Bolworth.
If it's the Southside Johnny's and there's a Johnny, the band actually is revolving around his name. Yeah. Why wouldn't he be the spokesman?
He could be the spokesman.
What if we tune in and you actually don't say anything?
I might not say anything.
That'd be great.
I might not say a word.
We want you to, because we know you'll probably do something embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And don't even, when you're on tomorrow morning, right?
Yes.
When you're on, please, whatever you do, don't think Peon and Frank are watching this and they're waiting for an opportunity to play back any mistake I made.
I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah, don't think about that.
Should I yell that?
We're going to hear from him. There's no way you can be in front of a camera and not say one word.
That's not impossible. If they were interviewing Johnny of the... South's Gonna Rise Again, Johnson Band. Dan would start in the background doing the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz or something, just to get attention.
Yeah.
He would. You're that guy that when we see news reporters on the street, there's always that guy in the background trying to get attention. That's Dan.
Yeah.
So this should be good tomorrow, and it starts at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock.
Now, do you know when you'll be on 9:20, 9:30?
I'm not sure. No, they haven't.
How long is the show, an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, it goes from 9 till 10.
When does he get bumped like they do on those late night shows?
Could you imagine if there's all some storms coming through?
Say thank you to Southside Johnny.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Just as they introduce you, they have to do storm alert, and the whole thing gets covered up.
Yeah, what's the forecast tomorrow?
With the weather,
it's supposed to be nice, actually, nice and warm tomorrow.
You know what I think would be hilarious if we could pay them off when he goes on to just break in with a fair weather warning, fair weather alert.
We just want to say it's going to be sunny
today.
It's
going to be sunny again, repeating, and then when they're finished, you hit the last note of your song, and you miss the whole thing. Wow, if we only ran TV.
They could go to that new Fox 2 boat and look at how sunny it is on the water.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the boat.
Well, this is great. Well, remind me in the Playhouse to tell everybody who's not listening now, and they'll be in their cars on the way home later, to remind us to plug your appearance tomorrow.
To prepare.
This is huge.
Oh, it is.
It's huge.
It is. And the main thing is to get people out Sunday.
Because it's so rare for radio people to be on TV or TV people to be on radio.
Oh,
that's
it is very rare.
Yeah, that never happens.
Never happens. Yeah.
But the main thing is to get people out Sunday from noon till 8 to come out and see. There's 8 different bands playing on Sunday.
Do you know the names of the bands?
At Mile 277. Well, the Well Hungarians are going to kick it off at noon. Mm-hmm. And then I think Hillbilly Authority will be there. Southern Drive. There's Doc Holliday will be there. Doc Holliday is a great band.
And the Southside Big Bad Johns.
Southside Johnny. We play from 2 to 2:45. Each band plays 45 minutes.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the Burke segment?
That's it.
And now here's Piot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm kind of a we have not yet addressed the big happenings.
Wee-wee.
I did say wee wee.
Yeah, edit that out.
The big happenings over the weekend of some mostly female celebrities.
We did not talk about this yesterday. This is very interesting. The hacking of pictures of, and I don't know, all I know is Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton. Those are the only two I know.
Yes, I saw a lot of other names, but I didn't. They weren't recognizable to me. I'm sure there are a lot of younger actresses that.
So, for folks who don't know, tell them what happened.
So apparently, this was a breach of the iCloud. These celebrities had, like everybody else that has Apple products. I'm not one of them, but I think this is how it works: is where you have pictures and everything and videos.
I have that.
And instead of, I guess, when you save it, when you take a picture, it's saved on your phone and shot into the cloud, or do you have to shoot it to the cloud?
You back it up. It'll tell you it's been 2 weeks since you backed up iCloud, and then you
it mirrors.
Back up. Yes.
It mirrors your phone.
Right, and it sends your photos and videos into the
iCloud. And so,
and then when you get a new phone, unlike the old days where you take a SIM card or something, you just suck the stuff back out of the cloud into your new phone.
Yes. So, yeah, it was Jennifer Lawrence.
And what is the cloud, actually? It's not actually, what is that? Is it a hard drive in space? What is it?
Yeah, I would assume it's essentially just servers somewhere or storage space somewhere where everything is.
What if they go down? What if the master storage facility goes?
I'm sure it's backed up
by another.
By another, right? Yeah, I'm not an expert on this, but I'm
so somebody hacked in and found these people.
Yes, new. Kaylee Cuoco was on there. Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, and a lot of other actresses that
and you sent
not familiar
me
with
some Kate Upton breast pictures.
Really?
This is all I need to say. Just applaud.
I can't
send me any.
I can't verify that.
You can't see them.
I can't verify that information.
I can. You
maybe facilitated something, but yeah, I can't verify any of that.
And I might say, Kate Upton, Peon taught us the term fun bags. If ever there was an appropriate term for hers, wow, fun bags they are. Whew.
No comment.
No comment.
But after this happened, I am totally in agreement that it's a horrible thing. Whoever did this should be prosecuted because it's a horrible breach of privacy. And
I would be part of. I would join in on the lawsuit because I looked at him and now I'm scarred.
Yes,
I wish I hadn't seen
it. Yes, and so
can't sleep now.
I thought it was very heartwarming to me that. Some fellow women on Twitter over the weekend to stand behind.
You're not a woman.
No. I'm saying, you got to let the fellow women to Jennifer Lawrence.
Ah, they're friends.
Yes, they stood behind her and they started
to stand behind
hashtag. We've kind of taught you what hashtag means, right?
Yes, it's
kind
Twitter
of like
topic.
A Twitter topic, yes. The hashtag was leak for J-Law. Which is short for Jennifer Lawrence. Mm. So other women wore self-leaking, I guess, if that's a term.
So they were deliberately releasing pictures.
Nude pictures of themselves.
Okay, you know what? I think this is a great idea.
Yes.
In fact, let me make an announcement. All hot women listening right now, you know what this is like? This is like when the whole class shaves their heads because the kid is going in chemotherapy, and all their friends and brothers and sisters and relatives and neighbors shave their heads. This is kind of the same thing. You need to all send nude pictures of yourself so that it's no longer that big a deal.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the women were saying that it's just a naked body. Everybody needs to get over it, which I could not
I'd like to
more
get
agreement
over
with.
Yeah.
Upton's. Yeah. So I thought that was a good cause to see.
I think that is a fantastic idea. And think of what it would do. It would all that giggling would go away because
you remove all the stigma behind it and
eliminate the stigma, get over it, get used to it. It would just become bland and no big deal. Get those nude photos out now into the public. Start with us.
Yeah.
Send them to us and we'll help you get
just
them out.
On your email, just put hashtag leak for J-Law.
That's right.
And, so we can know who...
Do you have any idea who the stars are who are releasing their nude pictures?
No, it wasn't just stars. It was just regular people.
Regular
women. Yeah, just anybody. Anybody that was doing that. So
that's great.
I thought that was great. The next thing I had, we took a trip to on Labor Day.
Animal Fair?
No. Mm. Is that a song?
Dan, was it you that corrected me? No, one of my sons corrected me. You know, when you guys will say, I went and I'll go to the animal fair, the birds and the bees were there. It's not the birds and the bees. It's the birds and the beasts.
Birds
were there.
And beasts.
I was doing it wrong. And one of my kids said, by the way, Dad, when you do that goofy thing where you say, I went to the animal fair.
What is that thing?
It's a kid's song. Oh. I went to the animal fair, the birds and the beasts were there. It's beasts. So I've been messing it up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we took a drive down to near Bon Terre. There's a park there, State Park, St. Francois State Park.
Is that past, is Bon Terre past Farmington or before?
Before Farmington, okay. On 55, yeah.
What does that mean,
or 67.
Does that mean good land or something?
I think so.
It sounds like
yeah,
it would be
Terra
French.
Is
French
earth,
for good,
I think,
yeah,
land. Yeah.
Latin for good land.
We did not go to Bon Terre. There's a mine there that I heard is pretty neat, but we did not see it. We went to the State Park, just did a little hike or whatever, but we stopped at... a gas station along the way, you know, somewhere in one of those rural areas. And I went in the men's room. And, of course, what was there? The dispenser, the prophylactic dispenser.
There was?
Yes. And I
really
noticed
unusual.
That. We take a lot of road trips. And I noticed that it's really only gas stations in smaller rural areas.
Or truck stops.
Truck stops, yeah. Which are, for the most part, truck stops are in rural rural stretches of highway. Would you
not
agree
with that?
Yeah,
they're never in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? Why just in those areas are...
That's a great question.
I don't know.
And nowadays, you can, you know, I see them behind any convenience store or a gas station behind the counter. There's packs of three you can buy. Is there really a need anymore?
Three, and for married guys, that means a year's supply.
Yeah. Yes. Is there really a need still for the individual condom vending machine?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. The embarrassment factor. There are still guys who don't want to go up to a counter where there's a woman who goes in some condoms. So in the service station, there's no interaction with a person. You just put your money in your condoms.
But you can even go to a grocery store now. Well, maybe that's not
a rural
area.
You still have to check out.
But they have the self-checkout now where you wouldn't even have to see anybody.
Or it won't scan. Let me see that. I need a price check on some
Trojan. Condom check, Trojan small, size small, price check.
But I thought that was funny. I only notice those machines when I'm, when we're on one of our trips somewhere to area with the, not around here, you know, Quick Trip's a huge chain here. They don't have dispensers in their bathrooms.
That's a great point, though. If it's an embarrassment factor out in rural areas, then why is it not an embarrassment factor in, Richmond Heights or somewhere?
And then, of course, it's the three slot, you know, that big vending machine where there's three different, and one is like for the
ticklers.
Yes, there was one ribbed, blah, blah, blah. And then one was like a 1 out of 6 chance of a mystery toy or whatever.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even really tell you what.
Glow in the dark. Don't forget
that. what would be released when you pay for it. So I just thought that was interesting that I only see those.
What are they in the machine? 50 cents a piece?
Oh, no, they're
I think it was 75 cents.
Mm. Yeah. Inflation.
Wow.
So I just thought that. And,
now you go into any bathroom like around here and you see a dispenser, but it's Advil.
Yeah, exactly. It's the pain. You know, right. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's no
ibuprofen,
fun.
Aspirin. No. Yeah.
So, I'm not going to protect myself with Advil.
Yeah. Advil wrapper is too small.
Speak for yourself.
All right. The last thing I had, our friend Paul Harris, who hosts the show on Fridays.
Except but not this Friday, because I'll be here.
You'll be here.
Yeah.
He has a website, harrisonline.com, which I follow. It's a very well-run website. And he posted something the other day. It's a clip from Johnny Carson show from, I think it's 1976. I think that's it. I can't see the date here. But Paul Harris is a huge fan of James Randi.
So
who was, yes, you are as well.
He's the guy that debunks all this psychic crap.
So it's actually a story James Randi tells of Johnny Carson and the Tonight Show. They were going to have this guy called his name was Uri Geller.
Uri Geller, I know exactly. He's been
from the 70s.
Forks.
He was supposedly at the time. I think he was advertising himself as a quote unquote, pretty much a mentalist, psychic,
right.
Things
more
like
than
that.
Psychic, mentalist, because his mind could bend the forks and control the pencils and things. Yeah.
So they consulted James Randi before. They had him on of what to do, you know, kind of because, you know, Carson was a huge fan of magic.
Right.
So James Randi tells Johnny before he because Uri Geller did this thing where there were 10 little cup things on the table and there'd be a ping pong ball under one of the cups and he'd be able to tell which cup it was in.
Right.
So James Randi tells him, don't let him have access to any of the things first and glue them to the table, the surface, because apparently what Uri would do would kind of bump the table a little bit where he could see the ball, like kind of hit the sides. So they didn't do that, but they didn't tell Uri at all what they were going to do. And so, of course, when they bring Uri out, they have the table here set up with all the stuff that Uri had never seen before. So they had the cup thing sitting there waiting for him. And Uri starts putting his hands over him like he's trying to sense where the ball is.
Right.
And then they go to a break because it's taken for a while. And then it's taken a long time. And then they come back. And during the break, Johnny tells everybody that Uri informed him that he's not feeling up to it tonight. His powers aren't as powerful tonight.
One.
Yeah. So on live television, he got called out in front of everybody for being kind of a. So I think after that, he dropped the psychic part.
Look,
it's more of a,
and I look. You guys have every right to disagree with me, but I don't think you ever have. And I've told people for as long as I've been on the air, there is no such thing as a psychic, and not one person has ever been able to prove that that's not true.
Well, yeah, because the James Randi Foundation has $1 million.
It's been $1 million forever. The interest by now, it's got to be $10 million.
Yeah, and nobody's ever tried to claim
it. It's a simple psychic test, and not one of these scumbags will take it because they know they'll fail. They won't pass because the trickery has been eliminated. They're not allowed to be on the act, which is their own act. Yeah, there's no such thing. And I always say this, and think about this. If somebody really had psychic ability, I mean really had it, they could have prevented President Kennedy from being assassinated. They could have stopped 9/11. They'd all win the lottery. Think about it. Doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Not one person predicted 9/11. Now what happens is after the fact, these people come forward and say, oh, yeah, I had a vision the day before. Well, really, that's easy to say after the fact that you did. Then why didn't you run and tell anybody the day before?
So I'm going to put the clip. The clip is very entertaining to watch, and I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page. So.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. You'll be able to see. We have to take our first break. We come back. We'll finish the Burke segment. We'll wrap it up. Congratulations to the state of Illinois, at least the O'Fallon part of the state of Illinois, because you now have, and have for a couple of months, a Schaefer Auto Body Center. That makes 8 locations. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. I wish that I had kept, I know it's kind of girly, but I sort of wish I'd kept a diary of my life. And I think most people do. When you get a little older, you kind of wish there were things that you, there were things you'd like to remember that you can't remember. For example, I know that I've been in body shops 30, 40 times in my life, probably. I'd say 30 easily. I'd love to remember each circumstance and what happened. The circumstances of the accident, how bad the damage was. For the last 15 years, the only body shop that our family has used has been Schaefer. I do remember, and you guys remember this, right around the corner from here, I slammed into a really hot-looking woman's car. I wasn't paying attention,
yes.
And the light went turned,
and
I thought she was going to go on green, and she went forward, and then she hit her brakes, and I was already moving forward, and I hit her. And I say this, but I was kind of glad I hit her. When she got out of the car, she was really good-looking, and it was sort of worth having to go to Schaefer, and I had to pay for her car, too, because it was my fault, but... Yeah, she was nice. That's one that I do remember. I do remember a couple of deer strikes, because one of the deer that I hit out in Wildwood, I broke in half. His front legs and his head and his back legs were in two separate places. Yeah, that was a mess. And that was a cold winter early morning. And when I hit it, it blew all of its poop out along the side of the van that I was in. It was a really stink. Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, that's you all over.
So I remember a couple of things, but here's what you won't forget. You won't forget the first time you go to Schaefer and use them and pick up that vehicle. You'll never forget it, because it'll be probably the first time you will ever have experienced that quality body work and that level of service. It's one thing to get the vehicle repaired perfectly, but it's another to experience the service that they offer. Service like, we'll come and get it if we have to, take you home or take you to get a rental car, bring you the rental car, help you with the insurance, blah, 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 blah. That's Schaefer. That's how they operate. So the next time it happens, next week, next month, next year, 5 years, just remember this name. It's the only name you need, and you tell your insurance company this is where it's going to go. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
It's time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, thank you. We've got an accident on southbound 55. It's between Potomac and Gasconade, blocking a lane, and traffic backed up a little bit south of Broadway. They've just cleared an accident. Well, no, they're working with a multi-vehicle accident now. It's off on the right shoulder on westbound 44 before Highway 270. Traffic pretty slow, and in the right lanes, mostly approaching the Guyer overpass. And if you're traveling on southbound 270, just getting a little busy now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by TrueCar.com. They're changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com users get negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you. Because of you, the Nestle Purina Radiothon on KTRS in support of the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer was a huge success. The final total was $37,285 to help in the fight against cancer. Thank you for your generous support from all of us on the Big 550 KTRS.
We all make compromises, but in certain things you shouldn't have to, like windows and doors for your home. When it comes to Marvin Windows and Doors, there are no compromises. A family-owned company and industry leader for over four generations, Marvin takes pride in upholding the values of craftsmanship, innovation, and integrity. Every single Marvin Window and Door is made to order and handcrafted in America. With Marvin, there's no settling for almost what you want. You get a product built around you with energy efficiency and the industry's most extensive selection of styles, shapes, and sizes. Your local Marvin dealer has the knowledge, expertise, and personalized service you can't find at big box stores. So no more compromises. Choose Marvin Windows and Doors.
Visit Barry Door and Window in Chesterfield or at barrydoor.com and find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Barry Door and Window.
It only happens once a year, and it's happening now. The Midwest Floor Labor Day Spectacular. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor, St. Louis's premier flooring company. Please join us for our biggest sale of the year, our Labor Day Spectacular, where you will find incredible savings on everything in our store. Save 25% on every carpet from every mill. Save 25% on every brand of hardwood flooring we carry. And take an unbelievable 30% off every vinyl and laminate floor from Armstrong and Mannington. Then, Midwest Floor's union master craftsmen will install your new flooring with all the care and quality that you deserve. So if you're thinking of new carpet, hardwood floors, ceramic tile, or any type of flooring, Midwest Floor has the entire store at 25 to 30% off. That's now through Saturday, September 13th, at both Midwest Floor locations, in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. See you at Midwest Floor's Labor Day Spectacular.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, and improves the drought resistance of plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for an array of STA certified compost, soil, or mulch products available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
CarGal back again for Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's talk to Edith in Edwardsville.
Hey, CarGal.
Hey, Edith. I understand you're looking for a new Honda.
Yes, and Ben doesn't want to drive all over town.
Then you and Ben need to go to Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda?
Meyer Honda. They have so many new cars on the lot right now that the selection is incredible and the deals are rock bottom.
Rock bottom?
Bare bones.
Bare bones?
Really good.
Gotcha. Come on, Ben. We're going to Meyer Honda.
What was that?
Ben is my sweet, lovable Bengal tiger.
Edith? Edith? Well, you meet the nicest people and pets in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle, on the lot and ready to roll. Meyer Honda is also the only Honda dealer in St. Louis offering a free 100,000-mile limited nationwide warranty on any new vehicle purchased. Stop by today for a test drive. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Tony. Has it been more than 2 years since you checked your insurance rates?
It could be you're way overpaying.
And who wants to do that?
Not me.
Not me either.
Call us at MidwestInsurance.com.
And we'll give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes.
What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, dial 314-569-1010, and you'll get
10 quotes in 10 minutes is all you need. Call 314-569-1010 or visit MidwestInsurance.com.
Without trees, 2x4s would be zeros by zeros. Did you know Missouri's forests support 42,000 jobs? Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Serious music. Electric Light Orchestra. right. No, that's Cher.
Oh, sorry, Dan.
Oh, man, voice. We can close the Burke segment here in a minute, but Kathy wants in here, and she's been holding and patiently, and I appreciate that. Kathy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Well, when I was 19 years old, which has been a while back, I worked in a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a gentleman come up and ask me for prophylactic.
Now, did he use the word prophylactic?
He did. And I didn't know what it was, and I had to ask him.
Yeah, because few people ever actually called it that.
So it's already awkward to start with, and then he has to describe to you what a prophylactic is now.
Exactly. And when he told me, I probably turned about 10 shades of red. And I told him, and at that time, you had to get him behind the counter. So I told him where to go, and about, I don't know, 3 months later, I now know what they are.
Now, when you said you told him where to go, you don't mean like, go to hell. You didn't know.
No. First he could actually get them.
Ah, okay.
So I'm in the pharmacy working on a Sunday afternoon, and it's raining, and the pharmacist and another one of the girls working there and I are just talking. A gentleman walks in, and I ask if I could help him, and I'm now working at the counter where they do sell them. And he told me what he wanted, and I said, okay. They were in the counter underneath us. And I squatted down, and all I could see probably was like from my eyes up. Now, granted, I knew what I was talking about. And I said, they came in packages of 1, 3, 6, a dozen, and gross, I think.
Gross?
Whoa. Lifetime supply.
Looking up at him, I said, what size?
And he thought you meant what size condom.
Exactly.
And you meant what size. Yeah.
I meant what size package did
right.
he want.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and started stuttering and said, average, I guess.
Wow.
Well, I'm doing everything in my power to keep a straight face because the pharmacist and the other girl were absolutely dying.
I bet.
Over in the corner.
Are you serious that there you could buy a gross? That's 144 condoms.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
That's college. That's
Will Chamberlain?
Guy. Yeah. Will Chamberlain, Gene Simmons.
Gross, man.
That is a gross, Bart. You're right.
I don't know, 3 dozen, whatever, you know, but large quantities.
Yeah.
Whoa. And I knew what I... You know, I was wanting to know what size package he wanted.
And not what size package he had.
Yes.
Big difference.
Different size package.
Well, I was trying to get there in a roundabout way.
Now, let me ask you this. When that guy, once you knew what they were, when he asked, did he also use the word prophylactic?
No, he didn't.
Rubbers.
He asked for Trojans or
rubbers.
Whatever.
Oh, the brand name.
They used to all say, everybody said rubbers, which, by the way, I never liked the sound of that. That just sounds dirty.
And then, rubbers. But then when your grandma or mom would say, do you have your rubbers on before you go out when it was
laugh.
Raining?
You laugh because she didn't realize what she was, the galoshes.
Rubbers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Didn't know what rubbers were.
Yeah. You know now, though, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will never forget what that word is.
Kathy, when you hang up, keep listening, because I will tell you my embarrassing similar story at 15. And I've told it before. It's a pretty good story. Thank you, Kathy. How old are you, bud? How old are you now?
62.
My favorite age.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye.
I worked at a place called the Golden Rule 10-cent store, so five and dime store. Anybody who's under 35, 40, you don't know what that is, but Ben Franklin. Remember the Ben Franklin store?
Oh, yeah.
And
Penny Candy.
Yeah, Woolworths. These are all 10-cent. But there was a Golden Rule in this little hick town I lived in Tennessee, and I worked for Mr. Rossmeyer, Mr. John Rossmeyer. Wow, I still remember. He gave me a job at 15, and my job was a stock boy. But that also included I had to put tricycles together. I had to bag up candy, put it on the scale, weigh it, put it in a bag, price it, you know, chocolate-covered nuts and things like that. So I stocked stuff, and the Golden Rule sold a little bit of everything. It was kind of like a Walgreens in that you can go to Walgreens, get a light bulb, and you can get stationery, and you can get cough medicine. So the Golden Rule had a bunch of different stuff. Mr. Rossmeyer tells me, he says, go upstairs, because that's where the stock room was, and get a case and bring down a case of sanitary napkins. And I've told the story before. It's a true story. So I go up there, and I bring down a box of, I don't know if it was Scott or what the manufacturer was, but they were napkins, like party napkins, yellow, red, dinner napkins. And he looked at me and he said, I told you to bring down some sanitary napkins. I said, they are sanitary. They're still in the package. I said, I didn't open them. So they're sanitary. And he just looked at me and he said, how old are you? I said, 15. He said, all right, it's time you learn something. And he walked upstairs with me and he took me to the part of the stock room. I'd only been working there about a week, where the Kotex napkins were. And he said, these are sanitary napkins. And I'd never heard of that. I guess parents didn't talk about that.
Did you know they existed, or you knew them by a different name?
I knew tampons because that's what my mom used.
Yeah.
And I had seen those cardboard containers, but I didn't know what this was. And I said,
it's a weird name when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. Napkin. I said, sanitary napkin. He said, women use them down there. And, you know, when they once a month. And I'm starting to try to figure, how do they keep them? What do you just jam them in your pants or what? And so then I started all this thing going through my mind. But I wasn't going to ask Mr. Rossmeyer, how do they attach them? We didn't get into that. But he said, there are 24s and 48s. They're regular and they're super. And then I started, oh, man, now I'm really confused. What does that mean?
So super.
Yeah. So he just said, and I remember there was a green box and I think a red box and another color. And the box color indicated whether it was 24, 48, or super, or regular, whatever. So he showed me, and he said, so, you know, next time I ask for sanitary napkins, you know, you'll know what. And sure enough, I never forgot. Next time I knew what to do. But I'll never forget that day. It's one of those, what do they call that? Although when they do those movies, the coming of age, that was a big day for me.
One of my first jobs at, 16 was in a grocery store, and I worked in general merchandise, which included that aisle of the store.
Yeah.
And it's very awkward when you're that age and you're stocking the shelves, you know, with that stuff, and other women
are
in the aisle.
It's almost like you don't want to touch it.
And they're in the aisle shopping right next to you while...
And you're thinking, I bet you wear these. I mean, you have things in your head that And here's another thing. How do you explain to a kid? Let's go back to tampons, all right? Let's say your kid finds those cardboard tubes and comes up with one and goes, hey, Mom, what's this? Now, how do you get into that topic with a kid without it being really embarrassing? Because at some point you're going to have to say, and then Mommy takes it out of the tube and shoves it. I will tell you, too. You know what? I'll save it till after the break. We only had one sex discussion ever, and it was in our little bitty living room of our little bitty house. And I remember the question I asked when they tried to tell me that and it always starts like this: when two people are in love and married.
This is both parents that said this?
Yeah, on the couch. When two people are married and in love. That's how it always starts.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be married, you got to be in love. Yeah. Well, now we know that's not true. I'll save that for later. First Community Credit Union. I know you think I'm making this up when I say this, but I was in there again today. I was just in there 2-3 days ago, but I was in again today. And this place, I met a magician in there today. This guy came up to me and said, hey, I don't know if you remember me. He was a magician who years ago was hired to go to a guy's house, and I was at the house. And I remembered the gathering, but I didn't really remember him. So, Mr. Magician, nice to see you at First Community Credit Union. And by the way, if you ever want to learn the greatest trick of all, how to make money disappear, I'll introduce you to my wife. That's what she did. That's her trick, is how to make money disappear. Now, see, if she's listening, she's mad, because right now she's saying probably out loud, at least I don't go to the casino like you do. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. The credit and union... Now, I don't know how they came up with the First Community, just because it's a good, solid, American-sounding name, I guess. I get the credit part, because it is actually a place years and years ago where certain people could get credit when maybe other places turned them down for credit. You had special treatment because you worked for Monsanto. I'm sure there was one for Anheuser-Busch. I know my dad had one. The Christian Board of Publication, where he worked, they had a credit union. So you could get credit, even if maybe somebody else had turned you down, because you were special. You were among a select group of people who worked at a particular place. Well, here's the good news. Anybody now can bank at First Community Credit Union, but you still get that treatment, that same special treatment. First Community Credit Union, great rates, great service, everything you need from a bank, whatever bank you're doing your business with now, bring it on over to First Community and join us. Find out more by going in, having some popcorn, a bomb pop when it's hot, or go to firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Still working with that accident southbound 55 between Potomac and Gasconade. You have two lanes blocked and traffic is backed up to about 7th Street now. If you're traveling on westbound 40, things are stop and go between Hampton and McCausland. But then we have an incident out just before Clarkson. I can't quite see if it's an accident or a stall blocking a lane, but traffic is solidly back to Highway 270. And if you're traveling northbound 170, you're running a little heavy north of Highway 70 up through Highway 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. They're changing the car buying forever. TrueCar.com users get negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. There he goes. News is coming up. And Dr. Doug right after that, because it's Wednesday. So if you have a pet, be prepared to call as soon as we give the numbers. He is your pet's best friend. To get caught up, because we got carried away talking about prophylactics. Nobody uses that word anymore. We need to remind you that there is a heating and cooling company that you can call, and I'm willing to bet not a huge amount of money, but a substantial amount of money, that if you call them, you'll never want to call anybody else again. Why would you? When you find something good, a good dentist, a great car dealership that you like, good heating and cooling company, good appliance repair company, you stick with them. Why wouldn't you? But sometimes you got to go through a few not-so-pleasant experiences to find that perfect company. I think that heating and cooling company for you will be Matheny if you'll just make that first call. You can make it for maintenance. You can make it because the system is down and you need to have it revive, sort of that clear, or whatever they do to bring it back to life. Or maybe you know that it's just shot. These things only go so long. They don't last forever. This is also a great company to call to install a brand new efficient system. Don't worry about what brand, what make, what model, what size, commercial, residential. If you're in St. Louis County or almost all of St. Charles County, they'd love to have you as a new customer. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Don't go away. 4 o'clock, Big 550.